You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and her family are invested in a company called NeuroCore. It's a brain performance company. She actually sat on the board of the company until she became one of President Trump's cabinet members. A recent piece in the Washington Post looked at NeuroCore. Ulrich Boser wrote it. He's a senior fellow in the left-leaning Center for American Progress, and he spoke with Stateside's Lester Graham.
NeuroCore has 9 centers. 7 of them are in Michigan. Why did you get interested in this?
I recently finished a book on the science of learning, and in the learning community, there's a long debate over whether or not we can improve the performance of our brains. And this sort of debate goes back centuries. You know, for a long time, people thought that, you know, Latin would improve our brain performance. More recently, people have argued it about chess and other topics. And now we see companies like NeuroCore arguing that their specific approach to brain enhancement, which they call neurofeedback, or in the field is called neurofeedback, can help everything from ADHD to anxiety to attention issues. And I was just really curious about the company and what they promised.
So we've heard about brain training companies before. I think Lumosity comes to mind to a lot of people. Why are you, in this report, skeptical about NeuroCore's promise of a brain tune-up?
Well, I'm skeptical because the research simply isn't there. I spoke to a lot of experts who had a lot of questions about, you know, whether or not neurofeedback delivers what it promises. If you talk to major associations like the American Association of Pediatrics or Autism Speaks, you know, they also don't endorse the approach in Florida, where they have a number of offices now. NeuroCore has a number of offices. You also see that insurance companies and my insurance companies don't reimburse for it. So, you know, while the evidence isn't clear that it does not work, and there are a lot of researchers doing some interesting work on the idea, it hasn't been proven to be effective, and it certainly hasn't been proven to be effective for the long list of maladies that NeuroCore lists in its promotional materials.
Well, they say they are, though. They say they've got lots of patients who have come out of their treatment process at NeuroCore feeling better, thinking better. Why isn't that valid?
Right. So NeuroCore makes 2 arguments. One, that there are many studies out there, but when you look at the studies, they're often, you know, very small. They don't include a control group. So while you might see many studies cited in the literature, when you look at high quality studies, what you see often is a placebo effect. In other words, people think by, you know, going in and having some intervention done that they're going to get better. And what we can show is just giving people a sugar pill makes them get better. Since the article came out, I've also received emails from people who say, you know, this helped me feel better. And I think, you know, it's helpful to understand what science does. And, you know, what we can see in research that is really well executed is that it doesn't appear that the intervention itself is causing this. It appears that it's just a placebo effect.
You went to a NeuroCore center for an evaluation. What was that like?
It was an interesting experience. You know, it was in Florida, and, you know, it was definitely aimed towards wealthy individuals in the suburban strip mall that I went to, where the NeuroCore was located. You know, next to the NeuroCore place was a place to you know, do exercise, a raw juice bar, a high-end place to get your hair blown out. You know, it felt like, you know, you could spend your life there just sort of, and if you had a lot of money, just sort of improving different aspects of your life. And, you know, one side, I thought the NeuroCore, you know, they made sure not to overpromise. They made sure not to sort of diagnose me with a disease. But at the same time, they said, you know, give us $2,000 and visit us once or twice a week, and we're going to reduce your, quote, brain fog and help me perform better. And I just don't think that the evidence is there that, you know, this specific intervention will do that. They have a couple of other interventions that, you know, might have greater effects, like, you know, improving your breathing. But, you know, I don't need to necessarily spend $2,000 to improve my breathing.
You actually got to see some other patients, I guess, with clients who were undergoing some treatments. What did you see?
I walked back into this training room, and the way that they train your brain is subconsciously. So you watch a film, and that film will stop when your brain waves sort of go out of sync, or at least go out of sync according to the company. Researchers that I spoke to, and I think this is
so
fascinating.
So you've got some kind of monitoring going on. You've got
Yeah, so they have what's called an EEG. They attach electrodes to your head, and that measures your brain waves in certain areas of your brain. If your brain waves are very high, then that means that you might be anxious, or that's associated with sort of, you know, that type of intensity. And low brain waves are associated with drowsiness, with a lack of attention. And the idea is to, you know, get your brain waves in a sweet spot, if you will.
And watching these shows, they react as they detect these different brain waves. Is that right?
that's right. I mean, it's basically a Pavlovian type of conditioning, right? You perform a certain action, and since you don't really see your brain waves, of course, they measure it then through this, or you're allowed to kind of see it manifest through this film. In other words, when you're if they want you to get your brain waves to go higher and you see the movie, you know, slowing or stopping, then you're supposed to kind of take actions within yourself that over time you'll be able to be more keenly aware of to improve your performance within that specific area.
So you got your evaluation results. You took that to a psychiatrist at Virginia Commonwealth University, asked about the results. What did he think about NeuroCore's assessment of you?
Yeah, he was not impressed. I mean, I should admit that they told me that I had attention problems, and I'll be honest that, you know, that necessarily didn't surprise me. I am someone who has had some attention issues a lot over the years. But when I went to this expert, you know, he was very clear that, one, you know, these EEGs, just measuring your brain waves, are not sufficient when it comes to diagnosing issues like ADHD or autism. And second, he had a lot of concerns with this idea that, you know, training your brain waves is going to cause improvement. You know, he suggested and was very adamant that, you know, it's possible to train your brain waves, but it's not clear that if my brain waves were in this sweet spot, I then would, you know, be functioning all that much better.
So as we said, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and her family are invested in NeuroCore. How much of an investment are they heavily invested?
They are heavily invested. We know that Betsy DeVos has somewhere between $5 to $25 million in the company, and NeuroCore is basically owned by the WinQuest Group, which is the private investment arm of the DeVos family. About 8 members of the family work for WinQuest. They're about a quarter of the company's staff, and one of their major holdings is NeuroCore.
In your Washington Post article, you asked the question, what does it say that our U.S. Secretary of Education is backing NeuroCore? So what was your conclusion?
You know, I've spent a lot of time looking at learning issues. I wrote this whole book devoted to the science of learning, and what's very clear is that it is very hard to just improve overall brain performance. We've seen many iterations of this over the years, and we've never seen a substantial amount of literature showing that it is true. So I think it's really disconcerting that our Secretary of Education has ignored the evidence for so long on this issue. I think it's a sign that she's someone who pushes profits over people, and I think it's a sign that she is someone who really isn't willing to really sift through the evidence, sift through the research, and use good practices to decide on what sort of interventions we should have in our schools or for our children.
Ulrich Boser is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he wrote a Washington Post piece titled, Betsy DeVos has invested millions in this brain training company, so I checked it out. And he did. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.